Unit 6. Focus on listening. You will hear an interview about EQ. Psychologist Dr. William Jordan discusses the answers to the emotional intelligence test that follows.
Now that you've taken the test, it's time to check your answers. Which answers show a high EQ? How did you score? Are you ready, Kate?
I sure am.
Okay, number one, the situation with the crying child. The best answer is B.
Why is that?
Emotionally intelligent parents use situations like this to teach their children about emotions, help their children understand what made them distressed, what they are feeling, and what they can do to feel better.
So the parents are actually teaching their child to have a higher EQ?
Exactly. Now let's skip to number two. The college student who fails the exam. The answer is A. People with a high EQ are self-motivated and know how to deal with setbacks.
Instead of putting too much importance to his failure, the student thinks of specific ways to find a solution to the problem.
Yep, that's number three. The angry factor. The answer is C. In this case, researchers on anger have shown that the best way to calm an angry person is to empathize with him, but also to suggest a different way of looking at the problem.
So, in this case, you have to be skillful at managing another person's emotions to change their reaction?
As for number four, the ethnic joke, the answer is C.
I put B.
The reason why C is right is that the best way to create a feeling of openness and acceptance of different ethnic groups is to make rules about how people should behave. You can't always change the way people feel about each other, but you can control how they act towards each other. And by acting with respect, people can often learn to put aside their negative feelings.
How interesting.
Finally, number five, solving the problem at work.
Let me guess, the answer is B. Have people take the time to get to know each other better.
Yep, B is correct. Students show that people are more creative and work better together if they feel comfortable and connected to each other. So you should spend time on that first.
So now that we have the answers, what does this test mean? What does it show me about myself?
Well, these questions can give you an idea of your strengths and weaknesses. It's a tool you can use to become more perceptive about your emotional skills.